Every Advent season, Christian leaders and organizations around the world send Christmas greetings to Vatican Radio listeners. This year, our contributors are highlighting not just the importance of the holiday season, but also how lasting peace and goodwill can be fostered in today's world. Today's message comes from the Archbishop of Westminster, Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Christmas is such a busy time, a time so busy, that it is easy to forget the reality and the simplicity of the Christian message. It's not a complicated message, just that God loves us. Or, as Pope Benedict put so beautifully in his recent encyclical, God, who has a human face and who has loved us to the end. This Christmas story has a powerful hold on the imagination. In the midwinter, a child is born among us, a child that will save mankind. One of my favorite places in Italy is the town of Assisi, and all the places frequented by Il Poverello, namely St. Francis. One Christmas, in 1223, Francis went to Greccio, in the valley of Rieti. Francis asked that a crib be set up on the hillside which depicted Mary and Joseph and the child, surrounded by the shepherds and one or two animals. And he invited the people of Greccio to come and celebrate Christmas with him. With the brothers, they all came together and walked with their lamps and stood in front of the first crib. And St. Francis spoke to them and preached of the mystery of God's coming to us in Jesus. The people were set alight by the simplicity and the power of his words, because those people were poor and humble and perhaps above all wanted to experience and receive into their own hearts the word of God, Jesus, to bring hope and forgiveness and consolation to their lives. It is no less true today. If you wish to experience God in your life, somehow each one of us has to kneel to be humble, to recognize that we need God. Christmas should be a time for this reflection, and not a hectic, stressful time filled with pressure to spend and entertain. It is also a time for realizing our need of God. We need him to forgive us, because our faults and our sins cry out for healing. Although Christmas can highlight the many things that we need as humans, food, drink, and much to live on, what we really crave is love, to love and to be loved. And ultimately, we find that in God. As St. Augustine famously said, "You have made us for yourself, O God, and our hearts are restless till they rest in you." I wish you all a happy and holy Christmas, and hope that it will be a peaceful time for you and your families. Be assured of my prayers for you, and my very best wishes for the new year ahead. May God bless you all.